thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. Here we are together again on the radio. And every once in a while, we need to scare you a little bit. We do. You know, there's certain ways to illustrate a problem. Sometimes you talk about the problem, express your opinion about it. Sometimes you have to illustrate. And many of you single parents out there, primarily single mothers, because as we know, 90% of all child custody goes to the mother. There's a lot more single moms than single dads who have custody of children. Many of you believe that you can do just as good a job as a single parent as you could do if you had a nuclear family with two parents and the appropriate resources. We've spoken to countless single parents on this program who say they are just as good at parenting as anybody else. Now, I say that's highly unlikely. But many of you call up and yell and scream and get very emotional about this. So it's up to me now to prove my point. I'm going to do it. I want to talk to those of you 16 years of age and under. Your parents are not together for the following reasons, okay? Let me give you the reasons. They're divorced. Your mom and dad were never married in the first place. Maybe they lived together at one time. Or maybe you were the result of a one-night stand. Maybe mommy was out downing shots from some bartender one night. She got some free shots at Jack Daniels or SoCo or whatever. Got behind the bar, bing, bang, boom. Suddenly she was pregnant, and she wouldn't even tell you who your dad is, or you don't even know who he is, okay? So that's you, the caller. All right, so you are 16 or under, and being raised by a single parent. Here's what I want you to tell me about. Tell me about the things you're getting away with. Because one parent is not enough. You know what I'm talking about? You know, how many people are you having sex with? Do you use drugs? Do you pilfer booze out of your mom's liquor cabinet? Drink her beers or whatever? See, mom is on her way home from work right now, or she's out partying with somebody. She's out doing something. And she thinks you're home and everything is cool. Either the babysitter's taking care of you, or her mother is taking care of you, or a neighbor. Somebody is supposed to be keeping an eye on you. And your mom thinks that everything is under control. But it's not. So I thought it might be interesting to take the single parents out there and let them know what the children of single parents are doing when these single parents are not around. So if you're being, if you're in the custody of a single mom or secondarily a single dad, and you're getting away with murder, you know, you're having orgies, you're having sex, you're boozing, you're doing drugs, you're stealing. You're doing stuff that they just don't know about, and they can't know about it because they're so busy going to work, coming home, running around, trying to do everything, that they just can't keep an eye on you. Oh, they yell at you once in a while, and they think they've got you under control, but you're not. Okay, so if you're 16 years of age or under, and that's you that I've described, okay? That is you. You are the one who doesn't matter that you've got a parent there. Doesn't matter how confident that person is that she's raising you right. You are getting away with it, and you've been getting away with it for years. I know there's those of you out there who are having sex in your mom's bed while she's out to work. Or you're smoking crack. I know it, because we've gotten these calls over the years many, many times. So if that's you, you just call this toll-free telephone number. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866. Among the things that your parent might not want you to do, listen to the Tom Likas show.
Now, you don't listen to that show. You listen to something else. Don't listen to that show.
Okay. So I'm talking to those of you who are 16 years of age and under, okay? If you're being raised by a single mother or secondarily a single father, and you're getting away with the stuff they don't know about, I want to get all the details right now.
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800. Tom.
Your most important thing is the woman's breast.
That's the second most important thing.
Okay, so what's the heart?
Your vagina. That's definitely ahead of the rack. No vagina, the rack doesn't do any good.
Okay, good point. You got to have both.
It's the Tom Likas Show.
It's Tom Likas Show. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. All right, for all these single parents out there who think they can do just as good a job as somebody with a nuclear family, let's talk to the kids who live in a single-parent household. And to the parents out there, when you go out to work or you go out to socialize, whatever it is you do, these kids are doing exactly what they want to do, and you don't even know it. Sergio on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello.
What's
up, Tom?
Yes.
Sergio calling from La Puente.
Yes, sir.
And I was calling because when my mom goes to work, I'll be banging girls on her bed.
You bang girls on your mom's bed?
Yeah.
How old are you, Sergio?
I'm 16.
You're 16?
Yeah.
How old is your mom?
My mama is about 40 years old.
She's about 40.
Yeah.
And is she divorced, or did she ever live with your dad? What's the deal?
Well, actually, when I was about 5 years old, my dad, he left, and after that, we never seen him.
Were they married?
No, they weren't.
They weren't even married.
They were just living together.
All right. So you had no idea what happened to him. He just disappeared, and so your mom just pressed on.
Yeah.
So how many chicks have you banged so far at 16?
16, about 11.
About 11 girls. When did you start, Sergio?
When did I start? When I was 15 and a half. I was barely a sophomore in high school.
So you're doing about two a month.
Yeah, right around there.
And what does your mom think you're up to?
She thinks I'm going to summer school while she's working, but I'm actually staying home. I stay home alone, and I do my thing.
Where do you meet these girls?
They're just friends from school, or I go to parties, get them all drunk, and take them home.
I see. And where does the booze come from?
Some of my friends. I have my brother's friends. They're older. They're about 21 to 25, and they get me all the beer. Or I go to some liquor stores that they sell beer to anyone.
Uh huh. And to anyone, huh?
Yeah. Well, I look old enough. I got a pretty big mustache, goatee, everything.
Yeah.
They think I'm 21.
So they sell to you, they don't check your ID and your booze. What's your booze of choice there at home?
Coronas.
Coronas. So you drink Coronas, you get the girls drunk on Coronas. How old are these girls you're banging?
They're about 15, 16 years old.
Yeah. And how do you get them out of the house before your mom comes home?
I know she gets home right around 7 o'clock, so before 7 I'll be done and they're out of the house.
Now, if you do them in your mom's bed, then don't you have to do the sheets or something? I mean, doesn't she know someone's been in there?
Yeah, I fix them up real quick before she comes.
Do you do the laundry, or you just you make the bed?
Nah, I just make the bed.
And she doesn't notice?
Nah, she doesn't know.
Does your mom have a filthy bed? What's the deal there?
Yeah.
Now, does your mom have a sex life? What's the deal with her?
Nah, not anymore, because she's had 5 kids, and she can't have kids no more. I don't think she has sex no more.
She has five kids.
Yeah.
And by how many different fathers?
By three.
Three different fathers. Was she married to any of those guys?
No.
No, so she just keeps pumping them out. How old was she when she had the first one?
She was about 19.
19.
Yeah.
Now, does she tell you no sex for you?
No, she never really had a talk like that with me because we never grew up with the dad, so basically we learned everything from friends or family, and some of my uncles will tell us.
But what do you think she would say if she found out you were banging chicks in her bed, or just banging chicks at all at 16?
She'll be mad. I know.
She'll be mad. You should wait till you're 19.
Yeah, she'll probably kick me out of the house.
Really? But
yeah.
she got knocked up at 18.
Yep.
How old have you gone, Sergio? What's the oldest girl you've been with?
Oh, actually, I've been dating some older chicks. The oldest I've been with is a 23-year-old.
23-year-old.
Yeah, I tell them I'm 21. They believe me.
They do?
Yeah.
And so do you bang them on your mom's bed, too?
No, actually, I've only banged about two of them on my mom's bed, and the rest of them I just take them in my room.
Yeah. Now, the youngest was 15?
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand. And but what kind of game do you have to have to get these chicks to come home with you?
Well, mostly just get them drunk, and that's about it.
I see.
And after that, they'll be willing to do anything.
They'll do anything you want.
Yeah.
So your mom would be shocked if she knew this.
Yeah.
You're loving it.
Yep.
So your mom has no sex life. When's the last time? How old is your youngest sibling?
6 years old.
6 years old?
Yeah.
Wow. So your mom never heard of birth control, huh?
I don't think so.
How about you? Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I just use those Trojans.
Okay. Just checking.
Yep.
You don't want to start the next generation of this, do you?
Hell no.
Hell no. That's right.
All right.
So any of the three dads, do they ever call or send money or anything?
No, just... My mom's being with a guy right now. I guess that's my stepdad, but I don't really consider him my stepdad because they're not married yet.
Well, your mom doesn't get married. She just has kids.
Yeah.
So your mom is dating somebody who she's had a kid with?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So she probably is having sex.
I don't think so.
Well, what kind of guy would date somebody without having sex?
Well, they're a little bit older. They're about 40 to 45 around there.
Yeah. So what does their dating consist of if they're not having sex? What do?
They just go to work and come home, and that's about the everyday thing right there.
That's it?
Yeah.
And does he try to tell you what to do and stuff?
No, I don't really talk to him. We just when I see him, I say, what's up? That's about it, though, but we never talk.
I understand. Very interesting. Right, Sergio. Well, there's a lot of people like your mom out there who think that you're sitting home studying or playing Xbox or something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's all I wanted to say. Yeah. If you could take me out Kobe style.
Some kind of box. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh. This is about us. Oh. She's so special to me. Oh. Yeah, it beats in my heart. Oh. Yeah, the air I breathe. Oh. She's so special to me. Oh.
It's 1-800-5800-TOM. We're talking to the children of single parents, mostly single mothers, to find out what they're doing when mom is not around. These are the things mom would be shocked about if only she knew. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. Jake on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, father.
Son, how are you?
I'm good.
What's going on?
I'm a Jehovah's Witness. Not exactly. But I'm being raised by my mom, and...
Is your mom a Jehovah's Witness?
Yes, my mom. Well, basically, my whole family is.
Really? Now, what about your dad?
My dad's off in Saipan, from a small island.
Is he a Jehovah's Witness?
No, he's not anymore. I don't keep in contact.
So he was at one time?
He was at one time.
And how long were they together?
Maybe 20, 30 years.
Really? That long?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you have participated in Jehovah's Witnesses activities?
Yeah, I go every 3 weeks. It drives me crazy.
What, do you knock on people's doors and wake them up on Saturday morning, give them the watchtower? What do?
I have done that before, and just I don't like being this two-faced guy. It's, It's not me.
So you're two-faced. In what way are you two-faced?
Well, I don't do bad things, but, like, I come to these kids that are my age, and they seem like some heavenly child, and I don't know, I can't connect with them.
So what do you actually do that your mom doesn't know about?
I'm not supposed to be dating.
Dating? What do you mean by dating?
Going out with girls.
Wait, when you go out with them. See, in the adult world, dating usually implies something sexual.
I have kissed girls.
You've kissed girls?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And gone to second base.
All right, you've gone to second base. And what about this other stuff? Like Sergio was talking about drinking beers and stuff. You done that?
No.
So?
I don't get into that stuff.
So, yeah, but, you know, it's all a matter of degree. It depends on what kind of home you live in. And you're in a Jehovah's Witness family, which is very strict.
Yeah.
So for you, getting to second base, that's very controversial if you ever got caught.
Yeah, they would strike me down.
Uh-huh. So, but you're still a virgin, I take.
Yes.
All right. And do you plan to remain a virgin?
I don't know. No, I don't.
You don't? When do you plan to change that?
Hopefully very soon.
Really?
Yeah.
And will you do that? At your mom's house or where?
No. Definitely not at my mom's house.
Really?
No. Maybe a band trip. Because I'm in band.
Oh, you're in band. Okay.
Yeah.
So what goes on the road stays on the road.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And are the girls in band? Is that who you have your eyes on?
Yeah. Mostly.
Okay.
And I know it doesn't seem right, like, band chicks, you know, they don't seem that hot, but there are a few exceptions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've never done drugs or anything like that?
No, I don't want to get on drugs, because I'm trying to get a music career going.
And, oh, yeah, well, musicians hate drugs, as you know.
Yeah, of course, no. But I want to have my mind fresh to education, so I want to stay off those drugs.
I see.
Yeah.
But banging chicks, that's in your future here.
Yeah, doing that is fine with me.
It is.
Yes.
Now, being a Jehovah's Witness, there's all kinds of other things going on, right? No flag salutes, no military.
No celebrations of anything.
Not even your birthday?
Not even my birthday.
Ever celebrated your birthday?
I did celebrate my 16th birthday this year. Well, not really, but this one girl gave me a gift. And it was probably my first birthday gift ever, so, yeah.
So am I to take it that you're going to opt out of being a Jehovah's Witness ultimately?
Probably. Once I turn 18, you know, I might go once in a while just to, you know, make my mom and my family happy, but...
Don't they, the oust you from the family for doing that?
It depends. Well... If you're baptized and you get out of the religion, then they kind of shun you.
I see.
But they still kind of shun you even though you're not baptized.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now, how do they feel about divorce over there at the Witness Hall? How do they feel about that?
They're very strict. They don't allow divorce only on, like, strict reasons. Like,
how'd your mom get one?
My dad had a little something on the side.
Oh.
Yeah.
And your mom had to prove it?
Yes.
I see.
Well, not exactly prove it. They went through all this stuff. I don't know exactly what happened, but, yeah.
Got it.
So.
Well, Jake, thank you. This has been enlightening.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Can you take me out old school?
Of course I can, Jake. Here you go. Tom is our telephone number. And what we are doing here is we are talking to people under the age of 17. So you're 16 years of age or under, and you are living with a single parent. And they think that you're being real good and doing what you're supposed to do, but you're not. You're doing stuff that would curl their hair. What is it? 1-800-5800-866 is our telephone number. Robert on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
Not much, Robert.
Yeah, I stay with my mom right now. And we got all types of stuff going on at the house. She's totally oblivious.
She's oblivious to what?
Well, me and all my friends, we sell marijuana. And we have crazy parties all the time.
Where do you have these parties?
At the house. She's always out of town. She works for some magazine, and she knows she's always gone.
So she works for a magazine, and she believes all that stuff that says, oh, yeah, you can be a parent, you can have a career, you can travel, you can do whatever you like, and yeah, you can have it all.
Exactly.
But in reality, she can't.
Yeah, I mean, I got my other two brothers at the house, and we totally run the show, you know. She just doesn't have any clue. We had a party like a few weeks ago. We had at least like 30 kids over there, none of which had ever done LSD before, and we gave it to all of them, and we just kind of sit back and laugh and watch everybody get crazy, and, you know, we just dispensing drugs to all these kids from the high school, and none of their parents really seem to know what's going on.
How old is your mom?
She's probably like 47.
Where's your dad?
My dad stays in Tennessee.
So were they ever married?
Yeah, they were married and stuff, but they, like, you know, had their issues. My dad had a pretty serious drug problem, so he ended up leaving. But
like father, like son.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know how it is.
And so your mom has no idea what's going on.
I mean, she knows that I smoke weed, you know, and stuff like that. But she just tells me, you know. She doesn't want me to drive while I'm stoned. You know, she tries.
There you go.
You know, but every now and then she'll find some drugs. But I try and keep the hard stuff under lock and key. So she just might come across some mushrooms or some weed. Or
now, did your mom drink or do drugs or anything?
She drinks wine and stuff. But like, I think she used to smoke pot in college. But that's about it. But yeah, we're just having a good old time over here.
I can tell. And what about sex?
All the time, videotaped, you know, everything, every which way. We have hookers over there in the back room.
You've had hookers at your mom's house?
Oh, absolutely.
Where do you get the money from selling drugs?
Yeah, of course.
So you sell drugs, you watch everyone do acid, and then you take the money and you hire hookers and bring them to your mom's house while she's off with her career working for a magazine.
That's our modus operandi, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we just try and enjoy, you know, the time right now, because I know at some point, you know, I can't do this forever, so, hey, it's working for me right now, and I'm doing pretty good, so, that's about it.
And what happens if you ever get, like, arrested or something?
One of my brothers got arrested before, and, you know, he got bailed out, and he had to do some sort of classes or something. You know, I got a DUI, but I got it. The case got dropped.
You got dropped? Why was that?
Because the arresting police officers, they didn't write down, like, the serial number on the breathalyzer machine. And my mom hired me a lawyer, and, you know, he was able to get it thrown out. So.
How old were you when you got a DUI?
Where was I?
How old were you?
Oh, this was recently.
Recently, so, okay.
Yeah.
And you're 16 now.
Yeah, so this was right after I got my license.
Right. I see. All right, Robert. Well, thank you for that information. I really appreciate it.
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866.
I got a question for you, man. My girlfriend found my porn collection, and she's kind of mad at me. She thinks that masturbation is just like cheating.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
At 18, masturbation is not only a birthright, it's a necessity.
The Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. From Los Angeles at 1-800-5800-TOM. And we're talking to the children of single parents. See what kind of job they're doing as parents. And you're getting an idea of what's going on when you're not home. How do you like that, girls? By the way, if you want to call in, if you are one of those girls who is furious, we'll talk to you. Now that we've pretty much proven our point here, but we'll continue proving our point. If you are 16 or under, and you live at home with a single parent? We'd love to know all about what you're up to that they don't know about. David on the Tom Likas Show. Hello. David. Did we lose David?
Yeah, this is me right here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Hello.
What's up, Tom?
Not much, David. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Now, your mom is a single parent?
Yeah, she's a single parent. Actually, I got two brothers. But my oldest brother, he's kind of a pussy.
Uh-huh.
And my second brother, he's cool. He kind of, you know, taught me a couple things.
What did he teach you?
You know, he used to always bring girls around and everything. So, you know what I mean? I got used to all that. And now I'm doing the same thing.
How old were you when you started?
When I started?
Yeah.
Well, ever since I started high school, man, since I was 15.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, I started meeting girls and finally started hooking up with them and all that.
So you've been hooking up since you were 15?
Yeah, I'm a freshman, man.
Where do you hook up with these girls?
Where?
Yeah. Like at your mom's house or elsewhere? Where?
Well, now, yeah, at my house, actually. But back then, you know, wherever the spot was, you know, parties, school, whatever, man, whatever was available.
How old is your mom?
She's about 34, maybe.
34?
Yeah.
And does she think you're being a good boy?
Yeah, well, I mean, she kind of has an idea, but she doesn't really, like, know, you know?
Did you tell Dean that you have parties?
Yeah, we got parties all the time. Like, as a matter of fact, I'm just coming back from dropping off one of the girls.
Really?
Yeah.
So, what does your mom do for a living?
She works at a hospital.
And she works all odd hours?
Yeah, she works different schedules, but most of the time she's gone all afternoon till like 8 or 9 o'clock. So, you know, right now, actually, I just dropped her off, and it's not always big parties, but we always got a couple of girls, and I always got my friends, you know, my main friends.
Uh-huh.
Same guys I was together with, girls, you know.
Yeah.
And we're always hooking up because we don't kick it with girls unless they're, you know, giving something up.
Right. And so you've got girls that give it up. How old are these girls?
Varies, man. I don't like younger girls, so I stick to my age and a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every now and then we'll have a couple 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds, you know, but I don't hook up unless they're 17, 18, 19, you know?
Uh-huh. I understand. What would your mom do if she knew what you were up to?
I don't really know. I really don't think she'll get mad or anything, but, you know, she'll definitely talk to me about it, you know. I don't think she'd want that in her house if she knew about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's pretty hardcore, David.
It's all right.
Yeah. So, she's just thinking to herself that she's getting away with murder. She's a single parent, and she's raising you and your two brothers.
Yeah.
And she thinks that everything's copacetic, but the reality is that you do pretty much whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. We always got a little drinking kickbacks going on around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, David, thank you for that report. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Blow me up, man. Take me out with the bong hit.
Here you go. Michael on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
What's up, Tom? How you doing?
Doing okay, Michael. I see here you're 15 years old.
Yep.
And
my mom.
You have any siblings?
No, I'm an only child.
All right, and you live with your mom?
Yep.
Okay. And what's that like? What are you up to?
Nothing much, really.
Really?
I mean, I pretty much follow everything she says, but I smoke weed. That's pretty much it.
Oh, you just smoke weed.
Yeah.
I see. What do you think of some of these other calls we've been getting?
It's a trip hearing all these people talking about LSD and all this.
Yeah. And hookers?
Yeah, and hookers. I heard that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
That's not me. I know that.
Yeah, I understand.
But, yeah, my mom keeps it pretty strict with me because we're Mormons, so.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And smoking weed, is she okay with you smoking weed?
Uh-uh. She hates that.
But she knows you do it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So how often do you smoke weed?
Huh?
How often do you smoke weed?
Like every day.
Yeah. Like you've been smoking it today, for example?
Nah.
No?
Okay. Nah, I actually quit for like since April because I get tested.
Who's testing you?
I go to a rehab.
Oh, you're in rehab. So your mom knew you were smoking weed and then sent you to rehab?
Nah, I got caught up.
By who?
By the cops.
How'd you get caught by the cops?
I got caught selling.
You were selling weed?
Yeah.
Boy, I bet they liked that at the Mormon church, huh?
Nope.
Everybody in your ward was probably all buzzing about that.
Yeah, my bishop, everybody.
Were you wearing your sanctified undergarments at the time?
Excuse me?
Were you wearing your magic underwear at the time?
Nah.
No?
Magic underwear.
You know, sanctified undergarments, you know, those long johns that Mormons wear?
Not even.
You were not?
Because I wear boxers. I'm not going to wear that.
I don't know. I thought that's what you were supposed to do if you were a Mormon. You had to wear those long johns.
No, they're not that strict, but my mom makes me go to church every Sunday.
Yeah. Does your mom wear those?
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
They're horrible.
Really?
Yeah, they're funny.
Do they have like an LDS logo on them?
Not that bad.
Oh, they're not?
Nah, but it's pretty bad.
The idea is to make sure she doesn't look sexy.
Yep.
Do they work?
Well, my mom's pretty old, so.
How old is your mom?
She's like 49.
49? Oh, my God.
But.
And so she's Mormon, and is she divorced?
Yeah.
So how'd she get a divorce in the Mormon church? How'd they like that?
Well, I never really asked her about it. I guess she didn't like my dad, and they divorced when I was like, four.
Do you know your dad?
Yeah.
Is he a Mormon?
Huh?
Is he a Mormon too?
Yeah, but he doesn't go. I think the only reason why I became Mormon was to get with my mom.
Oh, I see. That's not uncommon.
Yep.
Oh, boy. I understand. Well, Michael, thank you for that information. I really appreciate it.
Can you take me out with the bong hit?
Here you go, Michael. Tom Likas Show at 1-800-5800-TOM. That's our telephone number. Kathy on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Tom.
Kathy.
How are you?
Do you care, Kathy?
I do.
I'm doing
so
great.
To talk to you.
Thank you.
So, my mom left me alone constantly when I was a kid. She was a nurse, so she worked all sorts of hours at the hospital. And my house was the party house. Kids actually weren't even allowed to come over anymore when they found out what was going on.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Yeah, I said, what do you think about that?
Well, it's kind of crazy now because your show is scaring the crap out of me because I leave my son at home alone all during the day, and the only thing I've discovered so far is that he's looking at, you know, porn on the Internet.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah.
Any advice? I mean, how can I keep him under wraps?
Well, that's kind of difficult to do. I mean, what's the deal? Where's the father of this kid?
He lives in South Orange County.
All right. So you were married to him and got divorced?
No, we were never married. We were like high school sweethearts.
Why did you do that?
Trust me, I would never do it again. He's 14, and I'm very careful.
Yeah. Well, how old were you? So wait, you were what, 19 when you had him?
20.
You were 19 when you got knocked up.
Yeah, 4 more years, and then I can, you know, he'll be 18. I can actually be an adult.
Yeah, and then he can start knocking people up.
No, God, no. I tell him all about what you say, and I have him listen to you, and, you know, I do the whole 18 years, 35% of your paycheck for 18 years, and I really get up his butt, so.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Unbelievable. Thank you so much, Kathy, for the call. Our email address is my name. It's Tom at blowmeuptom.com.
The Tom Likas Show.